Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Founders Club Radio.
Welcome to the Founders Club, where each week we talk to the founders and leaders of great private companies. I'm your host, John Coffin, and today we're actually broadcasting from Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Incubator. And I'm joined here in the studio by Dave and Brooke Goodyear, the owners of two Massage Envy franchises here in Chattanooga. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me about Massage Envy and your business so far.
Well, Massage Envy is it's a national franchise, over 1,100 locations nationwide, and we chose Massage Envy because it's got a very good business model. It's a very successful franchise nationwide, and it offers a great service to the community, many health benefits and lots of advantages, you know, to getting regular massage.
So you have two locations. Tell us a little bit about how you chose the locations that you're in.
We opened our first location at Hamilton Place Mall in January of 2013. And, you know, Massage Envy really helps a lot in demographic studies and things like that as far as helping you select a site that will be successful. And Hamilton Place Mall is such a high traffic location. We definitely wanted to be there. Our second location is in Hickson on Highway 153 in the Target Shopping Center. And so it's also a very high traffic location for that part of town. And that's kind of, we wanted to be where the people are. So that's why we chose those two locations.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's part of our mission is to be convenient for massage. And so that's why we chose those two locations, because it's in a convenient spot where most people already are. And so it's very convenient for them just to pop in and get their regular massage.
That's great. Now, as far as the license, so you own two. Are there any more in the Chattanooga area, or do you have the ability to expand further or is that it just the two?
There's one other in the Chattanooga area, and it's owned by another franchisee, a couple, and I think the Chattanooga market I don't think the Chattanooga market can really hold another Massage Envy.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's the end. You know, we can go in other directions.
Now, why did you choose Massage Envy versus other franchise opportunities as you were kind of contemplating getting into the business?
Well, we contemplated several different franchises. This one sort of hit home for us. I actually have fibromyalgia and was diagnosed when I was 28. I won't say how old I am now, but Dave often got me gift certificates for massage because it really helped with my fibromyalgia pain. It allowed me to have a better quality of life. I could do more things mm-hmm. if I had regular massage. So I asked for a gift card for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas, birthday, Mother's Day, you know, anything a gift I can get a gift for, I asked for a gift card for a massage. And once on a business trip, one of his business partners told him about a Massage Envy in Florida where she recently joined. And she said, hey, your wife would love this. So we did some research on it. We crunched the numbers, and it actually turned out to be cheaper for us to get a membership at a Massage Envy and for me to get a massage once a month than it was for the 5 gift cards that he bought throughout the year.
Wow.
So it just made total sense to us that if it was going to help us or help me, mm-hmm. you know, live a better life with having regular massage, then Chattanooga, there's lots of people here that could benefit from that too.
Tell me a little bit, Brooke or Dave, about the health benefits of massage. You mentioned something that was very personal for you, but there's numerous benefits from it, I know.
Oh, absolutely. Not just fibromyalgia, but just from basic stress. I mean, stress increases your cortisol levels, increases your hormones, which greatly affect your weight, greatly affect your mood, greatly affect your physical being. And just regular massage can actually decrease all of those hormone levels and kind of get your body onto an even keel so that you function better. So not only that, you actually sleep better. Well, it sleep better too, because it does improve your hormones that help you with your sleep cycles. Not just that, but for people that exercise, you know, it helps keep them, their muscles, their range of motion better. It helps keep circulation better. It's great for people with diabetes because it increases circulation. It's great for people who have arthritis because it increases their range of motion and it decreases their joint pain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes on and on and on about the effects of massage.
So much of it's around circulation and movement and flexibility, I guess.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it feels good, too.
Well, and then there's different kinds, I understand. There's obviously classical Swedish massage, but then tell us a little bit about the different options that that your customers have when they come in.
There's all kinds of different options. What's great about Massage Envy is that we try to employ a lot of different therapists that have a lot of different skills, because we know that every single person out there does not need the exact same type of massage. Mm-hmm. That's impossible. So we have anything from deep tissue to hot stone, which is amazing, especially for people with arthritis and with, with sports injuries and stuff. We also have prenatal massages. So anyone that's pregnant can come in and get a massage as well. We have definitely your Swedish massage as well, but we do reflexology. We do lymphatic drainage. There's probably a list of about 50 different modalities that are skilled massage therapists can perform.
Okay.
And one of the things too is that we really customize every massage. So the person comes in, we sit and talk with them about, what is it that you want from a massage today? What problem areas do you have? What can we focus on? Do you like pressure deep, light? We really work towards customizing the massage specifically for them and for their needs.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's it's better than going to the doctor.
It is. And a lot of doctors will actually prescribe you to come get regular massages.
Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Is that something that, how does that sync up with the healthcare system? Are there some health plans that will cover a Massage Envy or not so much?
No, they do. A lot of them actually do cover regular massage if you have a prescription from your doctor.
Okay.
And a lot of healthcare spending accounts will actually pay for your regular massage.
Fantastic. That's great to know about.
It is. And the great thing about Massage Envy is at most spas, you go into a spa and you see their menu and the prices are different for every single type of massage. We don't do that. We don't charge you extra if you're pregnant. We don't charge you extra if you need deep tissue or if you need a sports massage or trigger point, because we are a therapeutic company and we sit down and we customize your massage for you. Our therapist quickly can change their plan based on what the client needs and not just what the person orders off the menu.
So tell me a little bit more about that phrase, therapeutic company. What does that mean? How do you guys make that work?
Well, we make that work first by hiring the right therapist. We make sure that our therapists are very qualified, that they've got different experience and different skills and different sets, and different types of modalities. But we're therapeutic simply because of the fact that we make sure that every single person gets exactly what they need based on what their medical conditions are or what they're wanting out of their massage. Are they having trouble picking up their children because their back hurts them so bad? Okay, well, our therapeutic vision or mission is to make sure that you feel well enough that when you leave, you can come back, you can go home and pick your children up. Or you can go outside and play baseball and throw a baseball with your child. Mm-hmm. Or you can sit at your computer desk all day without being in pain. That's why we're therapeutic, because we help you live a better life.
Mm-hmm. And now, how does it work? You become a member, I guess, or there's a regular payment system, or talk about options that you have.
Yeah, there is. You definitely don't have to become a member, but of course we want you to, because you're going to see the most benefit out of that.
Okay.
But it's called our wellness program, and it's a wellness program because it should be part of your everyday healthy routine. We all need to try to sleep better. We all need to try to exercise. We all need to do all these things we all need to, we want to do to live
that
healthier.
We all need to do.
Yes. But massage should definitely be a part of that too. So the wellness program allows you to be able to do that. What it is it's here in Chattanooga, the price points are actually different throughout the country. But here in Chattanooga, it is $59.99 a month. And with that, you do get a 1 hour massage every single month to use.
Okay.
Now, if you need additional services within the month, you always get them at the half off rate. And what's great about this is that a lot of people need more than 1 hour massage a month. And so if you need any more than the 1 hour massage, you always get those at the half off rate.
So there's a huge benefit to being a member, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
absolutely. And everybody that comes in for the first time gets our introductory rate. So, they actually come in and they can get a 1 hour massage session for $39.99, which is a huge value for massage. You know, like she was talking about when I used to buy her gift cards before we started this business. I mean, you know, you can pay $100, $150 for an hour-long massage at some of the spas, you know, here in town.
Right.
And so we offer a huge value from the very beginning with our introductory rate. And then we talk to you about the membership and if it's a good idea for you, if it's a good fit for you, we definitely want you to be a part of it.
And just kind of out of curiosity, where do you find the masseuses or the therapists?
Massage therapist.
Thank you, massage therapist. Excuse me.
Well, we do talk to the different massage schools around the area quite a bit, and we like to educate them on what Massage Envy can offer them.
Okay.
We do have Massage Envy careers on massageenvy.com that people can go to, and we get a lot of our applications through there. And a lot of ours are simply from word of mouth from our therapists that they want their other therapists that they know to come work with us because it's such a great place to work.
Okay. And now what's the typical training of one of your therapists?
They do have to go through school. Mm-hmm. So they all have to have certain hours that they have to have achieved in school. And they do, you know, of course, have to pass and graduate and all that good stuff.
Right.
They become a licensed massage therapist. Okay. They're licensed through the state of Tennessee. It's a professional license. And so that's what they earn. That's what they go to college for. And that's what qualifies them to be, you know, to be a therapist at massage.
So it's a college degree and all that stuff.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then we also do a lot of continuing education for them. They do have to get continuing education every single year to help better their skills, mm-hmm. which I think is great. Massage Envy goes above and beyond that and actually offers free education for our massage therapists so that we can continue to grow their skill sets, you know, as long as they're with us.
Yeah, they can actually, you know, they have specialties. Like not just any massage therapist can do a hot stone massage. They have to go through special training and become qualified for that. And we offer that type of training, you know, those specializations. We offer that for free to them through Massage Envy.
Okay. Now, from an operating perspective, Brooke, I know you're kind of more on the operating side. Talk about that. Talk about some of the rigors of running a business that's, you know, pretty scheduled and all that stuff, and it has a retail element to it. Talk a little bit about your operations side of things.
Sure. Well, it's a lot of operations. Simply because of our fact that our mission is to be convenient, we are actually open over 90 hours a week. So
wow.
We're open from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 to 7 on Sundays so that we can accommodate, you know, people that have a working schedule that can't come in to get their regular massage, you know, during the workday.
Right.
So that in itself is a lot of work simply because I've got to have enough manpower to cover all those 90 hours. Mm-hmm. We do employ actually a lot more massage therapists than any other company in the area. So that in itself, you know, maintaining, making sure that we have enough therapists to cover our clients' needs as well too. And we do offer retail. We do we do Murad facials, healthy skin Murad facials, which you can actually use your membership for that as well. We have a full line of Murad products that are only offered at Massage Envy and that you can actually get a discount with as long as you have the membership that you can't get anywhere else. And we do offer a full line of therapeutic services and retail products as well that it kind of can continue on the benefits of the massage at home.
Hmm.
So okay. We got a lot of great products.
That's great. You mentioned the stress levels of America generally. You know, obviously this is as we kind of pull back and think about healthcare generally and what's going on with the United States health system, it seems like this is really almost very revolutionary, transformative way for people to take control of their own healthcare a little bit more than typically going to the doctor and doing that type of thing. Am I onto something here?
Oh, yeah.
Or not really?
No, you absolutely are.
Absolutely.
We actually, Massage Envy is one of the only massage companies to be able to offer it a corporate discount. We have a lot of corporate partnerships that we have started in the past several years simply because corporations have come to us and said, hey, we want to find a way to reduce our employee stress level. We want to reduce our workers' compensation. We want to reduce mm-hmm. our, you know, healthcare spending. Is there a way that we can have a partnership so that our employees can get ongoing massage to help with these concerns that we have. And Massage Envy said, absolutely, let's form a partnership. And now we have over 500 corporations that have partnerships with Massage Envy simply for their employees to be able to come and get a regular massage.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, and just our general clientele, I mean, Massage Envy has really changed the image of massage, you know, nationwide, because now people see it not so much as a luxury, but as a need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, stress level in America, it's very high. Everybody's running in 100 different directions. And because Massage Envy actually makes it so convenient and affordable to get massage on a regular basis, I mean, you'd probably be surprised if you just sat in our clinics and watched who comes in and out. I mean, it's not, you know, a lot of people think that that we would have a lot more women clients than we do men clients. But no, it's not really, not as big of a difference as you would think. You know, people are coming in from all walks of life, whether it's a weary soccer mom that's just, you know, she's been carrying the kids all day and finally gets an hour to herself, or an executive from a company that, you know, has really realized that massage on a regular basis helps him to perform, do his job better, and now he's telling his people to come, you know. It's really changed the image of massage.
Yeah, I think almost everyone has some kind of sports injury, or at the very minimum, mm-hmm. before you get into additional more serious things, and it helps a ton for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, because we've got 1,100 locations, the membership allows you to use it wherever you go. So we actually have an app on your phone that you can just pop it up wherever you are, and it'll immediately route you to the nearest Massage Envy and let you make an appointment over your phone. So what's fun about that is we get so many great people through the door that are from New York. They're traveling from New York and they get off the airplane and it pops up on their app that Massage Envy is 5 miles down the road. They call us and say, hey, my back is killing me, I just got off the plane. Or we even have truck drivers. We have truck drivers that are going down the interstate and their back is killing them. And they open their app and they call us and they said, you're right next to me. Do you have an opening? Yes, we do. We'll get you in. You know, so it's fun.
That's really great.
And the people, you know, at Hamilton Place, there's a Hampton Inn and Suites right up the hill from where our clinic is. And just the other night, I was there and a guy came in. And, you know, he had seen us from his hotel room. And he said, I saw you down here. Here I am. Can you get me in? We got him in. And he was a member somewhere else as well.
So. And so that half price thing works. That's
anywhere
a nationwide issue.
Mm-hmm. You could use your membership anywhere. Even in Hawaii. We have two in Hawaii and one in Alaska right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, you're everywhere.
That's yes. right.
And in Hickson and Hamilton
right.
Place Mill. Tell me a little bit about, you know, it's interesting that you're in this together. It's so many of the companies that I talk to are privately held, but typically there's two generations that might be involved, but you know, this is a husband and wife team. How do you work through that? And some tips for our listeners on making that work.
That's funny that you say that, because our kids got dropped off yesterday at the clinic and I had them unloading inventory and putting them up on the shelves and counting. So, and they know one of these days they might be running Massage Envy themselves.
There you go.
But it's a balancing act. I mean, it really is. And we always wanted to have a business together. And, you know, Brooke kind of told the story earlier about why Massage Envy and how we got into that. But, you know, it's a balancing act of who's going where, who's doing what, how do you share the responsibilities, how do you get it all done. But, you know, working together, we make a good team, and we've been able to make it happen.
It takes constant communication, too.
Right.
Absolutely. A huge calendar, constant communication, and also great managers. We have some really great managers that help us out.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
That's great. So how have you, really from the start, you started your first location in?
Opened in 2013.
2013.
We started the journey in 2010.
Okay. For people who are contemplating, doing a franchise, what advice do you have for that, you know, 2010 to 13, that planning stage? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we did a lot of research, and, you've got to find a franchise that has a really good business model. You can look at the franchise, you can find out how successful is it, what's the failure rate, mm-hmm. you know, what's the startup cost, what are the obstacles that you face in this particular franchise, who are the competitors, you know, what makes this franchise different. And, you know, just I could go on and on. But when we looked at Massage Envy very closely, we found that it really was in a league of its own. It's number one. If you're going to buy a franchise, get involved with the best in whatever it is that you're doing, you know. And there's no other national franchise for massage therapy that even comes close to Massage Envy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad to say that we were able to become a part of Massage Envy for that reason. And because, you know, it's just, like I said, you ask yourself all these questions, and if the answers look good, then you probably got a good recipe.
And then once you opened up and decided on the location, how have you gotten the word out? You know, what's been your marketing and advertising strategy?
Lots of advertising. We've done lots of advertising locally with our first location, and up until last year, we did it all on our own. And with the exception of the national advertising, that's a big help too. You know, being a part of a national franchise, we have national advertising that just comes as a part of being a franchisee. I mean, you'll see Massage Envy advertisements on the Today Show, mm-hmm. On Facebook, everywhere. But then in addition to that, now instead of doing the local advertising on our own, we actually have a co-op where we have an advertising agency, and all the Massage Envy franchisees in the area contribute, and the agency handles our advertising for us.
So are you using television, radio, print, social media,
all of the above?
All of the above.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's been most effective, do you think?
I think it's all been effective. Maybe the TV is very effective. Newspaper is very effective, but we've seen good results from radio too, and Facebook. I mean, all the social media. Brooke might have some comments on that.
Well, a lot of our is simply word of mouth too. Our clients are happy, and they want to, you know, they see someone else hurt it, they're back hurting, they're like, hey, go to Massage Envy.
Right.
So
do you have programs for introductions and that type
we
of
do.
Thing?
We do have a referral program.
Okay. That's great. The other thing that you've touched on, but is obviously critical for your business model, is the whole customer experience. How are you trying to be unique in that way for the folks as it relates to massage, but maybe kind of more specifically tips for businesses that are in that customer service, you know, frontline, ways that you can kind of maximize that customer experience?
Of course we customize every massage to the individual, sit down, spend time with them, learn more about them. You know, why do you need a massage today? What do you want from a massage? All of those things. But really we want to make the customer feel special. They are special. We want it to be a unique experience for them. We want them to feel like they are part of a family. Mm-hmm. You know, when they come in, we know who they are, call them by name. You know, we've got a lot of clients now. So
that's the benefit of your membership, and it's almost like being a part of a club, and you really kind of form a relationship with the people.
You start seeing them on a regular basis. You know who they are. They know who you are. Uh-huh. We really want to create that kind of an experience for the customer.
That's great. You're going to I would imagine that there's technology involved as well that kind of helps you with that repeat experience and all to capture all that information, and talk a little bit about that. That's probably provided by the parent company, but how does that all work?
Yeah, we do all use the same point of sale system. It's a software called Millennium, and so, you know, we can go into Millennium when someone calls in for an appointment. We can look them up in the system. We know if they're a member somewhere else. We can see that, well, they usually tell us if they're a member somewhere else, and of course we know who our members are. But we can see, you know, what their account looks like, when the last time they had a massage was, you know, what type of massage they typically like, things like that. Just a lot of information that we can easily access about the customers, whether they're members of our clinics or from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And we could rely a lot on technology to send emails, to text, which we do, you know, reminders, call, you know, appointment reminders, of course. But we actually try to do a lot of customer service by simply picking up the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, Joe, you haven't been in 2 months. How are you feeling? You know, come back in and get your massage. You've got 2 massages waiting on you. Come use them.
Right.
You know, so we really do try to spend time every single day with that customer service aspect I think that's very important technology advancing world where everything is by text or by email, that I think it's nice to have that personal customer service.
Yes, absolutely. Point. Well, and that kind of enhances your value proposition, I would think, to have that personal contact and all.
Oh, absolutely. The more we get to know the person, and the more the massage therapist gets to know the person or the esthetician gets to know the person, the better therapeutic benefit we can give them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chattanooga is an incredible market for what you do. It's also just an incredible market for entrepreneurialism generally. What's your take on the state of entrepreneurialism in your great city?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, yes, Chattanooga is a fantastic city for new ideas, for new businesses, for, you know, and people really, the people of Chattanooga really tend to support new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there are a lot of opportunities here. I think you have to be very careful when you start a business too. You know, you have to really look into, do the research, do your homework, figure out, what kind of business it is you want to start and how is it going to be successful?
How true is that? You know, it sounds like you both really took a look at all the benefits and risks and did your due diligence. That's absolutely critical. Were there other kind of great pieces of advice that you got when you were starting your business? I always ask everyone what the best business advice they ever received was.
Yeah, you know, the best business advice I think I ever received was from I have a cousin who is he's a very successful entrepreneur in franchising and privately, but he's been sort of a mentor to us, a great resource to us since that first conversation in 2010. And some of the best advice he ever gave me was that if you're going to be successful and grow as a business, you have to have a good business model, but you have to have good people. And if you don't have a good business model, it's hard to grow. But if you don't have good people, it's impossible to grow, because then you've bought yourself a job and not a business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bought yourself a job, that's fine if that's what you want to do. But if you want to grow in other areas, if you ever want to be able to actually, you know, step back just a little bit and focus on other opportunities, other businesses to grow, then you've got to have good people in place. And so we found out, in Massage Envy, we have a fantastic business model. We found out through experience that it's very hard and it takes time to learn how to find, hire, and keep good people. But we feel like after 2.5 years, we're getting pretty good at that. So we've got a great team, which we're very thankful for, our employees, our managers, and they really help us keep things in line.
Talk about that a little bit more, that finding, hiring, and retaining people. What are some of the critical elements of that for you?
Just in the interview process, talking to people about trying to find out more about their personalities and what makes them tick and what motivates them.
Mm-hmm.
And, asking questions that hopefully help you find out more about their work ethic and how, you know, and where is it that they're going to be happy? Because we want our employees to be happy working at Massage Envy. We want a good work environment and a team, people that will work together. I mean, how coachable is the person? How capable are they of working with other people and achieving as a team? Just trying to find out all of those things, and of course the normal steps in an interview process, you know, as far as just calling references. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people ignore references. Don't ignore the references. We have to call them, right?
Right.
And so a lot of different steps. But I think over time you just start to develop an ability to actually get to know people more in the interview process.
I think it's important that they know your personal mission, your personal reason for starting the business, and where you see the business going, because you want to find someone that's invested in wanting to help you grow your business.
Right.
You know, you want them to take personal ownership almost of that business. They want to succeed. They want you to succeed. And so it's very important that you find someone that believes in the same mission that you have and the same values and your vision. You have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Back to business advice. Any business advice, Brooke, that that you remember through the process or that you really hang on to?
I don't know. I will be honest. I am not a business person whatsoever. I'm a speech pathologist. So when he said I want to open up a business and I want us to be franchise partners, I kind of screamed in the back of my head, I don't know what I'm getting into. The thing is that you have to be present with every single person. The one thing I think that I have learned over the past 2.5 years is that you have to get to know every single one of your employees. Mm-hmm. You have to take a personal investment in them. You have to let them know that you care about who they are. Mm-hmm. Because if they do not believe in you, they are not going to work for you, or they are not going to do their best for you.
Yeah. Are most of your employees full-time or part-time or both?
Quite a big mixture of both. Okay. Simply because we are open so many hours, mm-hmm. that some people might use us as kind of a way to, you know, get some extra income on the weekends sort of thing.
I see.
Yeah.
So that's probably pretty challenging from a scheduling standpoint.
Absolutely.
Can be.
Absolutely. So,
hence your big calendar, I guess.
Very big calendar.
That's great. Well, also wanted to just get some perspective from you on institutions here in Chattanooga or charitable things that you got, that you or the business are involved in. Just we'd love to, over the years, we've just hear so much from business owners that they're just plugged into their community. How do you do that as here in Chattanooga?
Well, one thing that we do have coming up is called the Healing Hands for Arthritis on September 16th. All the massage envies here in town are actually going to give $10 per service to the Arthritis Foundation, because arthritis is a big, big disease. There's over 2 million Americans that are affected by it, all the way from 8 years old, you know, or younger to, you know, 80. And so they really benefit a lot from massage. And so that is one of our main causes, or that we try to contribute to every year. In September, we try to do that. Our goal typically is try to raise at least $2,000 per clinic.
Okay.
So,
and while we're doing that locally, it's actually also on a national level, because it's the National Arthritis Foundation is the Massage Envy partner as far as the charitable organization that we contribute to on a national level. So it's going to be local, you know, for the three clinics here in town, but also the other 1,100 around the country are going to be contributing the same thing.
Before we leave this topic, you mentioned arthritis, fibromyalgia. What are some of the other ailments or issues that you really feel like are really benefit from massage, massage therapy? This is a little bit of a commercial for your services, but it's also for that person who's really struggling and has never really thought about it as an option. So that's more the kind of direction of my question.
Yeah, and there's so many, it's unreal. I've just the amount of people that have come through the doors that we've been able to help. But anything from, as we've said, arthritis, diabetes definitely helps with that, with increase in circulation, especially in the feet, in the legs. A lot of people end up having to have amputations in their limbs, mm-hmm. Because of lack of circulation. So that's a big one.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. People that are going through chemotherapy, that, you know, they have aches and pains, and massage can be very helpful to that. You know, give them some comfort that they can't get from anything else, and help them to not have to take so many pain meds. You know, and which of course in turn makes them feel better all the time.
Right.
And so, lots of different reasons. Sports injuries. You know, people come in, marathoners. You know, they come in and they definitely want a massage after the marathon, but they also find that it's very good to get massages while you're training for a marathon beforehand, because it gets you, your muscles are loose and, you know, a lot easier to, it's a lot easier to run and, you know, keep the duration that it takes to go through, you know, long distance running.
Mm-hmm. A lot of women, after they've had breast cancer, if they've had to have a mastectomy, a lot of times their lymphs need to be drained. And it helps with reducing the pain and keeping the lymphatic system moving in the right direction. So we offer lymphatic drainage, which is a great service for women that have had breast cancer. But there's so many. I mean, we've got patients with multiple sclerosis that come in. We've got patients with Parkinson's that come in. We've had stroke patients come in that, you know, part of their left or the right side is paralyzed, mm-hmm. and this helps increase the range of motion. There's just, it's been wonderful to see how massage can actually help. I mean, even with children that have ADHD or have autism, it actually, that touch from having the massage can actually calm their system, their nervous system down. It can actually calm them. So, I mean, that has just been really, really neat to see the different people we come in that we can help.
That's great. Well, I think the big message here is everyone has to try it.
Absolutely.
There's benefits in lots of different ways. I want to thank you both for coming on today. This has been incredibly educational for our listeners, but also it's really fascinating to hear about your effectiveness in starting your business, getting it off the ground, and I just really appreciate your spending time with us today. How can listeners learn more about Massage Envy and about what you're doing?
Well, you can go to massageenvy.com.
Okay.
And you can click on location that's nearest you and visit our websites. You can call us here in town. Our number at the Hickson location is 877-3000, and the one at Hamilton Place is 855-8686. We're open all the time, so you can call us anytime. We'd be glad to give you any information.
Sounds great. Thank you both for being with us, and join us again next week for another Founders Club broadcast sponsored by FSG Bank and Atlantic Capital Bank and powered by Business Radio X.